圣诞平安和喜乐。
I hope that you had a very Merry Christmas and a very peaceful Christmas.
啊，我也相信你们每一位啊都有非常好的一个啊过了一个非常好的圣诞节。
And I'm sure you all had a very good Christmas and holiday season.
你们啊，我们特别是已经是得到啊我们救主所拯救的儿女，我们对这个圣诞节有更深的意义哈。
And I'm sure you know that Christmas means a lot, even a lot more to those who have a belief in Jesus Christ and accepted Him.
我们从我们心中，我们特别的喜悦是，不管怎么样，世人的眼睛在这个时候都盯在我们这位主耶稣的身上。
Because we know that regardless of the situation, on that very Christmas, all the world is eyeing is on Jesus Christ.
不管是已经信的，还是说没有信的，或者还在抵挡的。
Whether for those who have believed or not, or have resisted.
但我们的眼睛都盯在他的身上。
But we know that on the very Christmas, all the world, all our eyes are on Jesus Christ.
所以我们真是愿我们的主的名被高举。
And I really pray that may the name of the Lord be exalted.
就每一年这样有这样的节日的时候，真是让万民的眼目都转向我们的主耶稣基督。
And on the season of Christmas, because He's a reason for the season, and when all the eyes of the world will be on Him.
也让我们这些已经相信他、已经得到他恩典的人，更加知道他是我们真正的一切的中心。
And to those who have believed and accepted Him, we will know that He is a reason for the season.
也是让我们来啊，真正来敬拜他的。
And we may all of us would really understand to truly worship Him.
所以我们也知道一切都是从我们的主开始。
And we know everything starts from our Lord Jesus Christ.
从创世，从神创造宇宙万物开始，也是从他开始。
From the beginning of the beginning, from the creation.
我们的公元年也是从我们的主耶稣开始。
And even as we are speaking of year 2018 AD, that is actually after the Lord of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们从新的一年，每新的一年开始，也是从我们主耶稣开始。
And we start with the beginning of the year, and we close at the end of the year with Jesus Christ.
所以这个圣诞节真是啊，在引进了新的一年。
And we know that when we are celebrating Christmas, that means it's approaching to the beginning of another new year.
就像我们刚才诗歌所唱、
Just like、
我们在跨入这新的一年的时候，虽然我们确实不知道前面会怎么样，
And although we do not know what is ahead of us,
但是我们知道是我们的主耶稣在引领着我们。
We know he leads us,
因为他会带领我们在地上我们所走过的这一生。
He will lead us to go through our life journey,
从年首到年终。
From the beginning to the end of the year.
所以今天这个主日，从一方面来看，是2018年的最后一个主日。
And so, funny should I say, this is really the end. This is the last Sunday of 2018.
但是你从另外一个方面又来看，它也是2019年的第一个主日的前一个主日。
But from another perspective, it also marked the beginning of the beginning or the first Sunday of 2019.
所以让我们一起来和众圣徒们，无论是在旧约时代的，还是在新约时代的众圣徒们一起，我们来赞美我们的主。
And I think it's very meaningful for all of us to celebrate this coming new year with all the saints.
就像这个题目今天一样，从岁首到年终，我们要赞美耶和华。
Just like the title says, praise the Lord from the beginning even to the end of the year.
好，下面我们一起来读诗篇是148。
I'd like to invite you to open to the book of Psalms, 148.
我们是这样读哈，我们148，我们先从第一节读到第六节。
So let's read the verse from verse 1 to verse 6.
我们先请读中文的，我们先一起来念。
We read a scripture first in Chinese.
然后我们再用英文来念。
Followed by English.
好，我们找到诗篇哈，一般在圣经里面的话，这上面也打着圣经里面就是正好在中间的地方，打开来就是诗篇。
Yeah. So we're very blessed to have reading some because it happens to be in the middle of the Bible. So let's turn to book of Psalms. 148, verse 1 through 6.
好，我们请 用中文的，我们请一起念。你们要赞美耶和华，从天上赞美耶和华，在高处赞美他，他的众使者都要赞美他，他的诸君都要赞美他。日头月亮你们要赞美他，放光的星宿你们要赞美他，天上的天和天上的水你们都要赞美他。愿这都赞美耶和华的名，因他一吩咐便都造成，他将这些立定直到永永远远，他立定的命不能废去。
So Psalm 148 verses 1 through 6, let's read together. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights, praise him all his angels, praise him all his hosts, praise him sun and moon, praise him O stars of light, praise him highest heavens, and the water that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He has also established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which will not pass away.
当你们在读到这个诗篇的六节的时候，你们心中有没有什么感觉？
And let's ask, I'm just curious, what do you feel about it when you read the first six verses of Psalm 148?
所以这个赞美你会很可能会想到到底是谁写的这首赞美的诗。
You might wonder who wrote this psalm.
他讲的是天上你们要赞美耶和华，从天上来赞美他，从高处来赞美他。
And the first, the psalmist start with verse 1, praise the Lord, praise the Lord from the heavens, from the height.
因为而且众使者都要赞美他，他的诸君要赞美他。
And it's followed by verse 2, praise him, all his angels, and praise him, all his hosts.
我们知道在这个赞美之前，这个天上也是经历过征战的。
And we have to be aware that even before the angels and hosts start to praise, there is a warfare, a spiritual warfare before that.
因为这不只是一个空洞的赞美，是一个实际经历了征战的一个赞美。
Because it's not just a hollow praise; it's truly a true praise after spiritual warfare.
我们知道，天使有一位这个路西弗的，从他背叛神，被打到地上。
And we know that since the fall of Lucifer, who had fell from heaven to the ground.
所以在这里这首诗赞美从天上赞美是经过征战的。
And we know that they had won the victory to praise the Lord.
第五节说，愿这些都赞美耶和华的名，因他一吩咐便都造成。
And so verse 5 says that let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created.
然后第六节，他将这些立定直到永永远远。
In verse 6, he has also established them forever and ever.
他立定的命不能废去。
He has made a decree which will not pass away.
这不但是赞美，这是何等的宣告和宣言。
And I think this is more than just praise. It's a proclamation.
我们下面再继续念，我们要从第七节念到第十二节。
And let's continue to read Psalm 148, verse 7 through 12. So once again, 148, 7 through 12.
我们仍然是用中文先念，然后英文再开始。
And as usual, we read first in Chinese, followed by English.
第七节，所有在地上的，大鱼和一切生羊，火与冰雹，雪和雾气，成就他命的狂风。大山和小山，结果的树木和一切香柏树，野兽和一切牲畜，昆虫和飞鸟，世上的君王和万民，首领和世上的一切审判官，少年人和处女，老年人和孩童，都当赞美耶和华。
So, Psalm 148, verse 7 through 12. Let's read together. Praise the Lord from the earth.Sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind, fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and winged fowl, kings of all the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and virgins, old men and children.
我们注意到我们刚才读的里面也都是神所所造的。
And we notice that from verse 7 through 12, it's all about the things who that God, being God had, have created.
我们这些都要来赞美他。
And all his creation will praise his name.
所以在这里面你可以看到你自己在哪里。
And you might spot where you are.
在这里说到有世上的君王和万民。
And on verse 11 it says, kings of the earth and all peoples.
我们在哪里。
So where we are.
我们可能在万民里边吧，我们是万民当中的一位。
We're probably part of all peoples.
还有首领和世上的一切审判官。
Princes and all judges of the earth.
我也相信有些人也在这个里面，对吧？
And I'm sure some of you are, must belong to that group.
不同这也不单是谈到我们世上的一些工作的职位啊，或者说你所在的，包括也在属灵里面带领的也都有。
And I think that includes all the categories or the career that you have and also the leadership, that leadership position that you belong.
第十二节里面又有少年人和处女。
And of course in verse 12 it says young, both young men and virgins.
所以我们当中也是有，对不对？
And I'm sure some of our, the youth and our youth are in the midst of us.
那下面老年人和孩童。
And the old men and children.
我们更有，对吧？
And some of us actually belong to that group as well.
所以还加上前面说的地上的大鱼和一切生羊，我们都要赞美他。
And verse 7 says, Praise the Lord from the earth, the sea monsters and all deeps.
所以当我们这个主日开始，刚开始的时候，我们在唱诗歌，在敬拜的时候，是不是有着感觉在里面？
And when we start to praise our Lord in the beginning, when we sing the hymns, don't you feel the same way as the psalmist says here in from verse 7 through 12?
实际上每一个主日是最最开始的时候，这个是最最重要的部分。
And let me tell you, the beginning of the service is usually the most important section.
因为这是我们带着我们每一个人将我们的感恩的心带来来赞美我们的耶和华。
Because that's a session of a praise, and that's the most important thing.
所以而且将我们心中的祷告来献给他。
And when we pray, we cry out before him.
不但我们的祷告是带着我们经历，我们这一个礼拜的经历也好，我们这一年的经历也好，无论是苦难也好，我们都来赞美他。
And when we pray, we bring all the experiences that we had through him, whether it's good or bad, or even some sufferings.
如果我们不能赞美他，我们一定是在苦难当中，我们就向他呼求。
And so if we cannot praise him, we must be in suffering. And when we're in suffering, let's cry out before him, and he will hear us.
我们等会还会看到我们的诗篇中，整个诗篇中许多是带着眼泪在这里向他呼求，向他赞美。
And sometime later, I will introduce some of the psalms that not just pray with praise, but also pray with cries and tears.
我们也看到我们刚才读的第七节到十二节，我们好像还没有全地的万民还没有都来赞美他。
And if we read from verse 7 through 12, it seems that not all the world, not all the people come before the Lord to praise him yet.
但是这一天一定会到来。
But I'm convicted that that day will come and come soon.
就像这个诗篇里面的祷告的一样，是的，我们万民都要来赞美耶和华。
And just like the psalmist says here, yes, indeed, praise the Lord from the heavens and on earth.
这不单只是嘴唇的，但是我们从真正的心里面的来感恩和赞美。
And our praise is just not lip services, but truly it's from our heart, the deepest heart.
好，我们下面就继续还有两节，我们来一起念。
And we will.
我们还是用中文先念，然后英文开始。
And we will close today's reading, scripture reading, by reading the last two verses, 13 to 14, as usual, in Chinese first, and then followed by in English.
好，我们十三节。愿这些都赞美耶和华的名，因为独有他的名被尊崇，他的荣耀在天地之上，他将他的百姓的脚高举，因此他使一切圣民以色列人，就是与他相近的百姓都赞美他。你要赞美耶和华。
So verse 13 to 14, let's read together. Let them praise the name of the Lord.For his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. And he has lifted up a horn for his people. Praise for all his godly ones, even for the sons of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord.
在这里面，你看到我们的主耶稣了吗？
And did you see Jesus Christ when we read a verse 13 to 14?
我们过去的两年吧，两年我们有一些叫做门徒训练班的一些学习。
And when I look back, it's been 2 years since we have this so-called discipleship training.
其中一个功课，我们洞庭弟兄带领我们是说，在你所看的经文里面，看到耶稣没有？
And one of the lessons that all the disciples or all the Christians have to learn, just like Peng Dixiong, Brother
Peng, yeah.
Brother Peng mentioned that when you read the scriptures, did you see Jesus yet?
十四节在这里说，他将百姓的脚高举。
So verse 14 it says, and he has lifted up a horn for his people.
这个脚。就讲的是力量。
So the horn, usually in the Bible refers to the strength.
他就是我们的主耶稣。
So you see, the strength, the horn is Jesus Christ.
所以因着主耶稣，使他的一切圣民的以色列，也就是因着他与他相近的百姓，都来赞美我们的耶和华。
And because he has lifted up a horn that is Jesus Christ for his people, praise for all his godly ones, even for the sons of Israel, a people near to him.
所以圣诞节的意义真正就是我们的主耶稣来到世上，将万人的心归向父神。
And so what's the meaning of a Christmas? True Christmas means Jesus Christ came to the world to bring his people to the Lord.
所以大家特别注意到哈，注意到我选的这个诗篇是在148。
So I pray that may you pay attention to the particular psalm that I've chosen, Psalm 148.
诗篇总共呢是有150篇。
So there are total 150 psalms in the book of Psalms.
你特别注意到它里面的安排哈，它圣灵的安排是非常非常的奇妙。
It was amazingly and beautifully arranged from Psalm 1 to Psalm 150.
如果你从第一节诗篇的第一和第二，你一打开看到的是就是道路。
And you see, when we first read Psalm 1, the first thing you notice probably is path or the road.
讲的是义人的道路呢？还是那个恶者的道路。
Is a road to the righteous or the road to the evil?
也就是像我们在创世纪里面一样，一开始也就是道路，两棵树的问题。
And you see that kind of echoes the beginning of the Old Testament in the book of Genesis. It's about a choice between the tree tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
然后呢，我们再看。到后面的时候是从146到150的时候。
And so if we look through until we go to Psalm 146 and Psalm 147.
好像是这个诗整个诗篇要结束的时候。
And it seems that the psalmist seemed to gradually conclude his writings.
他用的每一篇诗篇的前面第一句。就是赞美耶和华。
Because he start to praise the Lord when he start Psalm 146 and 147.
然后到结束的时候也是赞美耶和华。
And he concluded the Psalms by praising the Lord again.
可以说是把一个整个的一个生命或者一个过程，一个生命的过程推向了高潮。
So it seems to me that the psalmist tried to push his writing and his praise to the very end, to the highest, to the peak.
所以这个整个诗篇它中间是什么呢
？So we you might wonder what's in the between? What's in the between?
你读诗篇的人就知道，整个诗篇就是祷告从被造的祷告和赞美。
And if you really read through the whole book of Psalms, you know that it's all about a praise and a pray of the from the creation.
里面也有神的话，因为神回应。这些众圣徒的祷告。
And of course, there is some particular instruction or the instruction from the Lord when God answer the prayers.
所以在中间，在第一、第二节以后，然后到这个146中间，都是人的呼求、祷告和挣扎。
So from during between Psalm the first Psalm and second Psalm to the very end, the middle Psalms is all about praise and prayers and struggling and suffering and cries and tears.
所以我们就举一个例子，就看到比如说在诗篇六十九。
Let me show an example, such as let's turn to Psalm 69.
六十九的就第一句话开始，这是大卫的诗。
And that's a psalm of David.
神啊，求你救我， 因为众水要淹没我。
So if we turn to Psalm 69, the first one, the first verse is a cry from King David. It says, Save me, O God, for the waters have threatened my life.
这整个诗篇也相当于表示了一个、描述了、一个人的一生。
And so the book of Psalms, that is from Psalm 1 to Psalm 150, it kind of sums up a people's or a person's life journey from the beginning to the end.
相当于从一个、孩童阶段，然后慢慢的成长到一个中年阶段。
And from the babyhood or the youthhood to adulthood.
然后到了一个老年阶段。
And eventually to the elderhood.
是老年阶段就相当于一个成熟的阶段。
And I'm sure that elderhood is really the period of mature, of being matured.
所以我们真正成熟的一个真正成熟被神所得造的人，到最后我们的眼目完全盯在神的身上。
Because a matured Christian would focus his eyes totally and absolutely on the Lord Jesus Christ.
而且是来赞美他，来敬畏他。
And not just so, but also praise him and worship him.
所以雅各的例子就是一个很好的例子。
And I think Jacob is a good example.
雅各他的后来与神摔跤之后，神把他名字改成以色列。
And we know that when Jacob wrestled with God and he won the wrestling, and God renamed him as Israel instead of Jacob.
所以他的这一生从他开始。逃离家到他舅舅那里，然后他所经历的一切，这中间我们都可以，包括神怎么样，他在有枕头做梦的时候看见天梯神的使者上下，从这一开始一直到最后中间这一段都是他的，相当于诗篇里面的从第三篇到第四145一样的经历。
So if we read, I'm sure you must be very familiar with the story of Jacob from the very beginning, how he was born, how he was struggling with his brother, and how he ran or fled to his uncle, and how he was wrestling with God, and how later on he was renamed by God to be Israel, and to the very later, to his later life. That pretty much echoed what we learn here, what we read here from Psalm 3 afterwards to Psalm 145.
所以大家知道在最后在这个创世纪的最后的篇章里面写到他。
And so when we read, if we move to Genesis, the very last chapter of Genesis.
虽然他那个时候是没有饥饿，他们因为已经住到了埃及地。
And of course, there was no famine since they just moved down to Egypt.
虽然他的儿子约瑟是做了，就一人之下，做了手下。
Then his son Joseph was sort of prime minister of Egypt.
但他知道，他仍然这不是神的心意。他仍然知道，他要嘱咐他的约瑟，要将他的死后的尸体能够继续带出这个埃及地。
But Israel or Jacob knew that this is not God's purpose, and on his deathbed, he asked his son Joseph to bring his dead bones back to the promised land.
他这一生，这个以色列，他这一生与神摔跤。
So the life of Israel is like wrestling with God.
最后他老年成熟的这个这个时代这个年纪的时候。
When he approaches elderhood, that in other words, that being matured spiritually.
在创世纪47:31这里怎么样描述他。
So on Genesis 47, verse 31.
于是以色列在床头上或者说扶着帐头敬拜神。
It says, so he swore to him, and then Israel bowed in worship at the head of the bed.
所以他这一生，从他从孩童时期，然后到中年，一直到老年，你就看到这一生正是像诗篇里面所描述的一样。
So we know exactly what life of Israel is like from the very beginning of that is youthhood or babyhood to adulthood and eventually to the elderhood when he truly worshiped God.
那么大卫 也就更大家更熟悉了。
And I think King David is another figure that we are very familiar with.
可以说从一个牧童牧羊羊的孩童。
We know that he was a shepherd.
一直到他做王做王。
So he started as a shepherd boy to finally eventually to the king of Israel.
他也经过了许多的苦难。
He had went through many sufferings and difficulties in his life.
也有很多的荣耀。
And of course, he earned a lot of glories as well.
这实际上都是在与神在摔跤。
And I think, in a way, King David, just like Jacob, had been wrestling with God all his life.
因为神要抓住他。
Because God wanted to catch him.
但是我们里面的罪会常常使我们要离开神。
And yet, the sins inside of David drove him away from God.
所以在诗篇里面，你看到了很多大卫的呼求。
So that from Book of Psalms, we know we see a lot of cries and cry out from King David.
不但是呼求神要他脱离脱离这个他的敌人在追杀他。
Not just a cry out to ask for ask God to help him to get away from his enemies.
那就是求神，真是让他能够看见他显而。看到大卫里面显而未见的罪。
And also, King David went further to ask God to show his sins inside of him that he hasn't seen.
所以在诗篇里面到后面的阶段的时候，你也看到很多是大卫的赞美神的诗。
And so, if we say in the middle of the book of Psalms, there is a lot of cries and tears from King David, but as we're approaching to the end of the book of Psalms, we see there are a lot of praises from King David as well.
所以大卫也是一样。他这一生中与神在摔跤。
And just like Jacob or Israel, King David has been wrestling with God during his lifetime.
与神摔跤，神不是说他要你失败，他是要你也得胜。
So wrestling with God doesn't mean that God wants to win you or win over you, but rather he wants you to win over this wrestling.
所以到最后的时候，真是你们看到里面的完全的赞美，从他里面能够。反映出来。
So when King David finally won over himself, there's a praises out of him.
所以实际上我们每一个人也都是在与神摔跤。
And I think, and to some extent, every one of us actually is wrestling with God all our lives.
是当你开始认识神的时候，虽然在没有认识神的时候，实际上已经神在看顾你。
And even before we know or we accept Jesus Christ, God has been taking care of us.
他要抓住你。
He wanted to catch us, get hold of us. He wanted to save us.
那么我们也特别知道，当我们这一生你自己可以回忆，包括我们回忆不要太长的时候，就回忆将要过去这一年。
And so if we look back this passing year,
我们无论是有忧伤的也好。
Whether there's sad times or there's hard time.
我们有失去亲人的。
And during the time that we lost a beloved one.
我们也有在工作上不顺利的。
Or we experience a setback from our career.
或者我们与人相处有许多问题的。
Or we had a hard time getting along with someone.
或者我们周遭的环境使得我们沮丧。
Or the environment that we're in make us always disappointed us.
或者让我们有忧郁的。
Or made us sad or even depressed.
当然也有很多的喜乐的。
But of course there are a lot of times of joy as well.
特别是有的在这一年里面认识主，接受主耶稣为救主的。
And I know that during this passing year, we see many being saved by Jesus Christ.
家庭工作上面都非常的顺利的。
And we see a lot of the success that many a lot of families of us have made.
这些都是神要我们经历，都是我们实际上在跟他在摔跤。
But whether it is in good time or bad time, it's a wrestling with God, and God wants us to win the victory.
神是要我们与他摔跤，因为他不要我们不冷不热。
And God wants us to wrestle with him, to argue with him, to plead with him, just instead of just being lukewarm.
为什么要这样？
Why this is God's purpose?
神要兴起所有中一切的环境，他为了是要得到你，要拯救你。
Because God wanted to save us, to raise us up from the environment that we're in.
让你经过这一切难处也好，一切顺境也好。他需要来造就你。
Whether it's a good time or bad time, he wants to build us up.
因为实在我们知道神的心意，他是要万人得救，不要一人沉沦。
And we know that God's purpose is that He wants to save everyone, not just one, not just one, but everyone.
所以他不是只是要我们在这个世上还要看到我们能够生活得好，或者是有一些的荣华和富贵。
And so being a Christian or believing Jesus Christ, accepted Him, doesn't mean that we just have a good life on the earth.
所以他真正的要是我们里面的人。能够一天一天的长大。
But rather, he wanted our inner beings being newer and be more matured as time goes by.
随着我们的年纪的越来越增长哈。
And as time goes by, as we're getting older and more matured.
除了到了中年壮年的时候，那是特别你能干的时候，身体也是很好的时候。
And I think when we come into the adulthood, this is usually the time period of time that we're strong both in body and in spirit.
所以这个时候更是自己觉得自己可以的时候，这是也就是神与你摔跤最最厉害的时候。
But this is probably also the time of the period of the time that we feel that yes we can. But and I think this is also the time that God wanted to wrestle with us so that we can know Him more.
经过了神的对付之后，神的管教之后，我们才会有真正的一个生命里面新的生命能够长成。
And after our sins been dealt with and our life been wrestling with God, there is newer inner being will be more matured.
然后我们能够知道我们。人活在地上的真正的意义。
And we come to realize what's the true meaning of life on this earth.
我们能够带着眼泪来赞美我们的主。
Although with tears, we still praise the Lord.
我们真正等到我们越来越年纪大的时候，我们可能身体的各个部分都不太好的时候，会丢失些这些方面的东西，包括牙齿，对吧？有可能你的牙齿也丢掉。
And as we're getting older, or to approach into the elderhood, I wonder we might lose a tooth. We might lose a tooth or two.
但是你要知道，我们里面的人是一天一天的更加的坚强。
Although our physical body get decayed over the time, our spirit, our inner being inside, will be newer and be more matured.
所以大家还记得我们今年。我们今年的这个我们整个教会的一个主题是什么
？And I, let me ask you, do you still remember the theme for this church for 2018?
所以是马太福音哈，马太福音24:14。
And I think this is actually from a book of Matthew, chapter 24:14.
中文是这样，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证。然后末期才来到。
So let me read this in English from Matthew 24:14. It says, "This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come."
所以我们对万民要做的见证是什么
？So what's the testimonies we're preaching to all the nations?
我们做见证就是。我们与神摔跤。
So our testimony is really about our journey of wrestling with God.
神要抓住我们。
And God wanted to catch us.
我们也到最后，我们俯伏，我们愿意被神所抓住。
And as a result of this wrestling, we bow down to worship our God.
而且让我们这一生完全的改变。
And our life have been transformed.
然后让我们成为了一个真正的一个敬拜者。
And us as Christians be a true worshippers.
这就是我们要对万民所做的见证。
And I think this is truly the testimony that we preach to all the nations.
也跟诗篇一样，从第一篇到最后150篇。
Like the book of Psalms from the beginning, the Psalm 1 to Psalm 150.
将我们整个我们这一生与神摔跤的经历能够赞美出来。
It sums up our life wrestling with God from the beginning of suffering to the end of a praise.
那么我们今年我们从这个诗篇实际上来看的话你再放大一点来看看到整个教会
So if we look at the Psalms from a bigger perspective when we're speaking of church
实际上教会我们知道这是一个新人
And we know that church is the bride or church is a new person
我们都是主的身体他是教会的头。
And we are the body of the church, and Jesus Christ is our head.
他的成长也可以用这个诗篇 一起来描述。
And in a similar way, we can describe the growth of church like compared to the growth our spiritual growth.
所以也可以从婴孩阶段，然后到成年阶段。
So in the same way, the church or the life of church start with the babyhood.
然后到了一个成熟的阶段。
And gradually to the adulthood.
这个成熟的阶段就是。我们在前面一年的主题就是教会像新妇一样装备整齐，来迎接新郎，就是我们的主耶稣的再来。
So the adulthood is more like the theme of the church for 2017, is a blameless bride waiting for the second coming of Jesus Christ.
当我们主耶稣为我们选定了这个道路之后，我们会经历中间高高低低。
So Jesus has chosen the way for us, and we have to. It's our mission to experience the ups and downs of our growth in our life.
我们也会经过许多恶者的在这里的攻击。
And of course, there is a lot of spiritual warfare during our wrestling with God.
里面我们每一个弟兄姐妹也都会经历到。
And I'm sure this is an experience that all of us had experienced.
如果你知道这是我们必须所要经历所经过的。
And if we know that this is a fight we have to fight.
因为主要我们经过这一切的时候是要练就每一个人每一个这个身大的人的身体里面的每一个肢体。
And we know that when we fight the fight, and our bodies will gradually build up on each other.
因为没有一个不经过这种苦难也好没有经过这些试炼也好因为我们常常是里面的人是不会成长。
And we know that all the sufferings and difficulties are the refining fire to refine us.
我们就看我们世上弟子也像，你如果像一个军人，他如果真正能做到将军的时候，他一定是经过身经百战，可以出生入死的经历才行。
And we know what a journey that a soldier when the first time the soldier started till he became the admiral.A general, it must be quite a journey that soldier has to go through, the ups and downs and all the hard times that he has to go through.
所以你只是在和平时代，如果是一级一级升官升上去，没有经过真正的战争或者是死于生的这个试炼的时候，这种样的将军哈。也不会是真正的将军。
And a true general is not a true general until he or she goes through all the hard time, all the struggles, and all the difficulties.
我们人也是，我们每一个弟兄姐妹也是一样。
And in the same way, we have to go through all these refining process to the end.
我们主把我们放在他的身体当中。
And we know that God has put us in the body so that we all of us would become the body of Christ.
也是要在经历我们里面属灵里面的成长。
So that we have to go through and grow up spiritually.
也不会是一帆风顺。
And let me tell you, this won't be easy.
会有痛苦。
And there must be a lot of hard times.
但这些痛苦会有和弟兄姐妹之间的摩擦。
And I know there must be a lot of hard times to getting along with other Christians.
包括还有常常我们会说，哎呦，我受到伤害了。
Or you might just feel, oh, you hurt my feelings.
但是我们记住，这一切的伤害也好，一切的打击。有一首歌说这是真利益。
And just like one of the hymns says that all the sufferings and all the difficulties really help you to refine you. So these are the really good things.
就像诗篇里面146篇之前还有第二篇之后的中间这段的一切的挣扎。
Yeah, so just like what the Psalms had described between Psalm 3 to Psalm 145.
有些是外界的一些环境。
And some difficulties or some sufferings actually from outside of the world.
但是最最重要的是我们自己，我这个我字是最最大的敌人。
But the biggest enemy or the hardest challenges is really about us, the inner self, or me focus, or simply put, me.
如果我们真正能够舍弃自己，这是一个非常难的功课。
So if we will learn how to deny ourselves, this is truly, I believe, the biggest challenges that all Christians are facing.
但是神要我们一定会尽力。
But this is what God has predestined us to go through.
所以经过死荫的幽谷， 也不怕遭害。
So because just like King David says, as we go through the valley of death, we do not fear.
所以我们特别是遇到，如果在教会当中特别遇到许多的难处的时候，第一条记住的是，一定不要逃。
So when we're going through during our serving the Lord and serving brothers and sisters, if you happen to have some hard times getting along with other brothers and sisters, rule number one, do not try to avoid or do not flee.
因为你知道你实际上是和神在摔跤。
And you have to be aware that this is really not about you. It's right about wrestling with God and your sins be dealt with.
因为他要造就你。
Because he, God wanted to build us.
你说有可能我可以换了一个地方，换到另外一个教会会好一点。
Well, you might wonder, maybe changing to another church will make things easier.
那只是可能让你这个与神摔跤的时候，你先想不想摔了是吧？先逃，但是你不会逃走。
But actually, it's just prolong your wrestling with God.
同样的，我们有了真正的里面的人的时候，包括在你的工作的场合，还是在你家里，也是同样的原则。
And this same rule applies to your working environment or your own house.
因为你是要成为一个得胜者。
Because what we try to learn, or what we try to struggle with, is to be the victors.
因为你不能遇到一些困难或难处，一些不顺。就逃。
So it doesn't help us at all to win the victory if we just simply just run away.
我们要面对。
We have to face the challenges that we're facing.
我们要靠着主来学到他要我们所学的功课。
And by the Lord, I hope that and this is my prayer that we all learn our own lessons.
所以你这样的话，你就能常常看到最终的问题还是在你身上，让神来对付。
And one day, when the God illuminated on us, we will realize truly, truly, it's just me problem.
所以你能够在被对付之后，你能够含着眼泪，因为管教啊，是不是好受的。
And so when our sins and me, the ego, finally be dealt with, we know that's hard.
但是你会含着眼泪来感谢和赞美他。
And you will come to the Lord to praise him with tears.
就像我们刚才诗篇里面所读的，我们都要来赞美他。
And just like the psalm says that we all praise the Lord.
我们孩童也好，我们还在学习的，在学校学习的，也是同样的事情。
And you see, this applies to all kind of people. That applies to our young people at the school.
我们好像是为什么我们都要去学校呢？
And some of us might wonder, why do we have to go to school? Why do we have to?
这也是神所要你所经过这一切。
And let me tell you, my dear youth friends, this is what God has wanted for you.
他要你来，他已经赐给你各样的恩赐包括聪明能够来在地上足够你所使用的。
And because this is what God wanted for you, and he has given you all you need to go through your school years.
有的人好像是数学比较好，有的好像语文比较好。
So you might be, some of us might be really good at math, or some of us really good at language or writing.
但神只要你通过这一刻的时候，能够是否愿意顺服神所怎样照你的心意在里面。
But what I understand is God wanted you to find your true talents that He has given on you.
你就是要成为一个神所造你的，按照他心意造你的样式。
And He wanted to be the one that He has destined or has predestined you to be.
放在学校里面也是叫你学习顺服和谦卑的功课。
And I think in a similar way, or in the same way, God wanted you to be obedient and follow. And following Jesus Christ at a school.
当到你成年了，去工作了，你仍然是在学习这个顺服谦卑的功课。
And I think when you grow up and get out of school and get a job, God still wanted you to be obedient and humble and following Jesus Christ.
这也是我们一生到老的功课。
And I think this is the lesson that we all have to learn from a babyhood to the adulthood and to the elderhood.
就像这个雅各成为以色列一样，到老的时候扶着杖头，心里也完全的服服在神的面前来敬拜他。
And just like Jacob or later on Israel, at the end of his life, he bowed down to worship God at the head of his bed.
对我们的家庭的婚姻也同样是一样。
And I think this same rule applies to our marriages and our family lives.
在过去一年当中，特别是夫妻之间有互相亏欠的，
And so if we recall during this passing year, wives and husband, do you have any struggles between husband and wives?
我们也不要为了这些来逃避或躲避，或者就找一个简单的方法来解决。
And it's useless to avoid the struggles or the hard time between the spouses. We have to think about it.
你一定知道，这也是神所要你所经历。你如果愿意继续和神摔跤的话。
So we have to know that this is also the wrestling with God. This is or a part of wrestling with God.
你要向他来呼求的话。
And so if we cry to him, if we pray to him,
他一定会拯救你。
He surely will save you.
他一定会使你们夫妻之间能够重新和好。
He surely will help to make a reconciliation with a spouse.
能够在地上真是要活出一个一个做见证的一个家庭的生活出来。
And to live out the testimony of a good family, a Christian family.
而且是你们的孩子或者你们的父母亲也都会因着你们的见证而蒙福。
And in the same, and so that your parents and our parents and our children will be blessed through us.
那么我们今年不是今年，对不起，明年我们教会的主题，我们彭弟兄已经告诉了大家。
And we know that we already know the coming the theme of the church for the coming year.
那么明年选的是从这个彼得前书第四章里面选出来。
This is from actually the first Peter.
Yeah, chapter 4, verse 10. 是我先用中文读给大家听，然后我们陶陶姐妹会用英文再念一下。
I read this in Chinese first and followed by English.
那么是个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
So, First Peter 4:10, as each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold of grace of God.
那么当然细节的话前后文我留给大家以后自己去看。
So I'll leave the context of this verse to you to read through later on.
所以我们在这里特别讲到彼得在这里讲到说个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍。
So Peter particularly mentions that each of us have received a special gift and let's employ it in serving one another.
所以我们也特别首先要自己知道我们从神得了什么样的恩赐。
So first of all, like just mentioned earlier, we have to find out what kind of a special gift that we have received from God.
所以我们这个知道这个恩赐是神赐给我们的。
And we know that the gift is a special endowment or a special thing that God has given us.
所以怎么样发现这个神已经赐给这个恩赐。
So you have to find out what kind of a gift that God has given to you.
也是在你的也是可以说在认识神，也是和神摔跤的上面你慢慢的认识到底神给了你什么的恩赐。
And this special gift is also a part of a wrestling with God. And as we are kind of wrestling with God, we gradually would realize what kind of a special gift that God has given us.
所以这个人是非常重要，首先被神对付。
So you see, us or the ego, me, has to be dealt with first.
所以只有我们这样的人是被神已经对付过了之后。
And until we are dealt with, until our sins are dealt with,
我们成为真正的敬拜者的时候，
and until we become the true worshippers,
我们才能看到神给我们自己的每一个人的恩赐。
God will illuminate on us to see, to know what kind of a special gift that we have received.
然后我们才能珍惜这样的恩赐。
And in that way, we will treasure what God has given us.
因为神所赐的，这里说到是百般的恩赐，神赐给我们都百般，每一个人有不同的恩赐。
So you see, just like the translation goes, the Chinese translation goes that all kinds of special gifts.
而且在这里的彼得在鼓励我们要成为这神的恩赐的好管家。
So not just having it or obtaining it, but also to be the good stewards of the gifts that God is giving you.
所以你要珍惜的恩赐。你要成为好好怎样来使用这个恩赐。
And we have to take this gift really seriously and take good care of it.
这些里面都要经历我们说像耶稣说的一样的，要来跟随耶稣，要背起我们的十字架来跟随他。
And so in another way that we have to carry our own cross to follow Jesus Christ.
那么我们啊，在结束之前
，So before we are closing today's service, today's message,
我选了一首诗，正好是来回应我们今天的信息。
And I think I picked just the perfect song to echo today's message.
是在我们这个黄色的诗篇的诗歌本的第十一，第十一首。
It's from our yellow page, yellow cover page, song book, song 11.
我选的时候不知道大家是否会唱，但是我听了一下这个调子哈，我想可能大部分人都会唱。
So that's from our hymnal book, the yellow cover page hymnal book, number 11, hymn 11.
我们能不能我们唱两遍？我们请大家一起起立好吗
？So I'd like to invite you to raise to rise and let's sing the song twice.
再来一遍吧，好，现在熟悉了哈，再来一遍。
Let's sing this hymn again.
你们都当赞美耶和华，欢迎你们都当颂赞他。
一起来祷告。
Let us bow down and pray.
我们在天上的父。
Our dearly heavenly Father.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
May all our people would worship you and exalt your holy name.
愿你的国降临。
May thy kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们感谢神，他的眼目从岁首到年终。没有离开我们。
And we thank you for your eyes being always on us from the beginning to the end of the year.
我们在愿我们在地上所有的人，我们从岁首到年终，我们都要来赞美耶和华。
May all people on earth praise your Lord and our Savior from the beginning to the end of the year.
赞美我们的救主耶稣基督。
We want to glorify your name, our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
因为荣耀、国度、权柄。都是属于你的。
Because your the kingdom and the power and the glory is to you.
让我们正是跨进新的一年的时候，让我们以颂赞赞美来称颂我们的主。
And as we are entering this new year, we want to bring all the glories and our praise to you.
愿你的教会真是像新妇一样装备整齐，迎接你的再来。
And we pray that may your church is ready and blameless for your second coming.
感谢主，祷告的奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We thank you and praise you. We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 请坐，弟兄姐妹们。
Please be seated.